papers is hard to find in the magazine. Doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio.
The truth is on the talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Statmiller. This is the National Intel Report. It is, what is today? Wednesday, the 25th day of January 2006. On today's program, I have with me a very fine gentleman that wrote a very, very informative book, Insulin, Our Silent Killer, and that's Thomas Smith. And we're going to get into the subject. We're going to get into the subject matter here of onset diabetes and what you can do to get rid of it. It just seems to be more of a problem, doesn't it? Well, we'll take the snack food out of the kids' machines, vending machines in the schools, and that ought to help. Don't think so. We'll discuss these issues with my guest coming up in these 2 hours. And this book is also going to be available. And, folks, the book is $29.95. To some out there, that might seem like a lot of money. Really? You ever known anybody that's got onset diabetes and what they're doing to try to cure themselves through drug therapies? Oh, that's right, from your drug dealer and your local doctor. It's a lot more money than that, and then the pains and the headaches that come along with that is just, it's not even a pleasant thought. It's not even a thought to entertain. So we'll get our guest and his information on here in a second. I just want to announce a very fine individual that has requested that he be nameless. Well, he has a name, but I'm not supposed to give it out. And we're going to do a little pledge drive, matching donations in the amount of $10,000. In other words, we're looking for matching donations of 10 grand because he's putting up 10 grand. This always happens in spurts, it seems, but yeah, it seems that every month we somehow kind of squeeze through, and that kind of tension and stress is not a good thing. I don't like these 11th-hour kind of deals. So we're working our way to, of course, stabilize the network, but we're only going to do that with your help, okay? And we're suggesting, what's this information? I mean, folks, think about it. You know, even if you're going out for purely entertainment reasons, go to a movie theater, take a date. Buy a bag of popcorn, you're going to throw at least $20, $25 down on the counter, and you're going to be entertained for 2 hours. On this network, you have a wide range. Even your resident neocon, which you just heard. Sorry, Stan, just making a joke there. At any rate, you have a wide variety of programming on this network. And what is it worth to you? If you're using it for just entertainment value to eat up empty hours of your day, it is well worth $20, $25 a month for a pledge, is it not? All the good information. We've saved a lot of people's skins out there in courts, health-wise, tax-wise, investment-wise. We've made a lot of people money out there. So when we ask you for that $20, $25 per month pledge to this network, folks, you're getting one heck of a value. Trust me, I know. Give us a call here at 800-724-2719 to make that monthly pledge. Come back on the other side, introduce my guests, and I'll tell you what we need to do about those matching funds.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right. Program note here, folks. Things move right mighty fast around this place, and we're tap dancing as fast as we can. We have kind of rearranged things a little bit here. We're going to actually have Bill Sardi on. Next Monday, Tom DeWeese, next Tuesday, Danny, throw something at me if I get this wrong, Dr. James Kennedy on Wednesday, Nick Begich, the HARP weather modification, and he's got some information, updated information, that will be next week, and for the balance of this week, Thomas Smith, of course, is going to be with us today on this issue of insulin, our silent killer. Desi Andrews and Ralph Winterroad will be doing the program tomorrow, minus me, of course. I'm redundant, folks. I've been reduced to redundancy here. And on Friday, we've got Barbara Samuelson coming in, and also Sal Costello, and we're going to be talking about, the toll roads, which they have mapped out for the rest of the country. And I'll tell you what, I had an opportunity to talk to this Barbara Samuelson last night. And thank you to all of you people in Austin and surrounding areas for showing up at the Truth meeting last night, Truth Seekers, 165, 170 people, something like that. It was great, and we appreciate you folks very, very much. The momentum is starting to build once again. And for all of you folks out there that saw about a half hour, 40 minutes of the Loose Change 2, Dylan Avery's 9/11. We're right now, we're going to be bringing him down. We're shooting for February 17th at the Alamo Draft House. But if we can't get that, we're going to get a scheduled date very close to that so he can present this. You can get to meet this. He's a kid to me. He's 22 years old. Somebody was saying that yesterday, some wing nuts out there were saying something about they got information from people that, hey, you know, this guy's on drugs. And I said, well, keep him in drugs, because if this kid's 22 years of age and he's on drugs and he's doing this kind of work, don't change anything. So at any rate, we're going to bring Dylan Avery down here to Austin, which is going to make a lot of people very happy, including yours truly here. So having said all that, just a minute here on the matching funds contribution. We had a gentleman step up to the plate and say, you know what, I really believe in what you guys are doing. And so here's 10 grand with the caveat, and here's the proviso, there's always a string attached to money. But anyhow, I'm just joking about that. But he said, look, he says, I want you to use this as a pledge drive, and that's exactly what we're going to do. So we have $10,000, and we need matching funds for that amount. Folks, we can't do an adequate job without adequate funding. I can feel things are starting to move, but they're not moving fast enough. If you heard my program yesterday for the first 30 minutes, if your radio didn't melt down, you were probably deaf or you didn't have it turned on. It's time that we quit pussyfooting around here. It's time that we take our wonderful patriotic hearts and minds and souls and we stop talking and we start putting this into action. I'm getting real tired. I've been talking about the problem for 13 years. Don't you think that's long enough? Aren't you tired of hearing about the problem? I'll tell you what we need here. We need solutions. We need victories. We need some morale builders. We need more people. This has got to start rolling, folks. And by God, it's going to happen. Because I don't care if I have to get on this program 5 days a week to deliver that same message. Mr. Producer, earmark this one. You may want to tape that and just loop it. One of these days, I'm going to get mad enough. Take that 60-second diatribe, and we'll just do that. Loop that for 2 hours. Okay? Folks, do you listen to a lot of words, a lot of people speaking, but you're not hearing the message sometimes? So we're going to correct this. So at any rate, on the issue, I'm not going to beat you up today. I did that enough yesterday. And thank you for all the kind words that you people had for me down at the Truth Seekers meeting. I love each and every one of you, and I know what's in your hearts. You're the salt of the earth, and that's hard to find down here in Austin, Texas, folks. It's the little Moscow on the Colorado down here. Got some very, very fine folks here in Austin, Texas. So at any rate, if you will call this with your pledge, and in order for me to get this 10 grand, I've got to match those funds. So come on, folks. No, don't hold us at an economic disadvantage here, economic terrorism. 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Call today. Call during the program. All right? We don't care. But just call us, 800-724-2719. See, I wouldn't have to be doing this if we had enough people, as I described earlier, that you come up and you decide that, look, I'll pop $20, $25 a month. These people are going to save my skin by all the advice and information we put out. Folks, let me just explain to you once again. This is not about, you know, Class 101 stuff, videos and introductory information and all of that is real good. That's a good primer for somebody that doesn't know their proverbial backside from a hole in the ground. But we have, in this movement, have moved beyond this, that we are getting into solution stage. We've been talking about solutions, but again, oh, just talking about possibly finding a solution. No, we are going to have victories here. We know what the problems are. And we're tired of giving it lip service, okay? Aren't you? I mean, honestly, aren't you tired of it? So we are moving in that direction. Help us to help you and the rest of this country. A lot of people seem to think, oh, well, the New World Order is going to win anyhow, and then we can be sovereign, we can be safe here, at least for our lifetimes or whatever the case may be. I got news for you. The beast is hungry. And it's not going to be real selective on what it eats, what it dines on, and your carcass is on the menu just as well as anybody else's. All right? So keep that in mind. It's not just about saving you. It's about informing our neighbors and really making a push. New World Order can't be beat? New World Order was put together by men. Men build it, men can defeat it. And if you doubt that, you're wasting your time listening to this program. Or just turn off the radio. Don't ever listen to anybody again on the patriotic theme here about news and information that really matter, because you're lost and you will forever be lost. Let's build this coalition, folks. Let's roll up our sleeves. Let's get busy. Time is real short. All right. Enough. On to my guest here today, Thomas Smith, Insulin, Our Silent Killer. Good afternoon, sir. How are you doing?
Hi, good afternoon, John.
Well, sir,
hey, John.
I'll tell you what. You can't go a day or two without turning on mainstream media and hearing the horror stories about onset diabetes or diabetes type 2. I mean, it's down now to our 9th and 10th graders in schools, and, well, what the school people decided to do, well, these snack candies, they're garbage. You know, forget the fact that they might as well have feed bags on when they're leaving school, because the parents and the kids know how to shop, and they've got money, and they go buy this stuff, and got bad diets. We got 9-10-year-old kids out there, obese little kids, and with onset diabetes or diabetes type 2.
John, it's down to 6-year-olds.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to keep this in a cognitive, free-flowing way here, but can you offer a glimpse here as to why this is happening to our 6-year-olds in this country?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a deliberate... You were talking earlier about the onset of the New World Order. This thing is a multifaceted assault on our people. One of the most important of the factors in the assault is population control. Population and the population explosion throughout the world is more significant to the shakers and movers than nuclear weapons. I have become convinced in my studies that a number of our so-called degenerative diseases, they're deliberately caused. They come out of the supermarket, and they're specifically programmed for a specific purpose. It's sad to think that, but that's the way it seems to be.
Well,
when I was a practicing engineer, I never had to see a doctor. I knew nothing about the medical community, and you know, it was just there. It wasn't until I had my little run-in with them, and they wanted to make me a statistic, that I took them seriously and started to do my homework. And boy, what I found out is going to blow your mind, John. It's mind-blowing. We have a disease in the country that affects at least half of the people that live in it, either directly or indirectly. There's nobody out there that doesn't either have type 2 diabetes or some of these weasel-worded precursors to type 2 diabetes, or that doesn't know somebody in their family or at work that has it. It's the most widespread, rampant disease it is. Cancer is one of its symptoms, one of its byproducts. Heart failure is another one of its byproducts. The whole top 10 list of killer diseases are all symptoms of type 2 diabetes. And type 2 diabetes the actual stopping of treatment, effective treatment for this occurred back right after World War II, Second World War. It started between 1949 and 1950. The medical community completely reorganized itself and focused on treating symptoms and not curing disease. Right now, if you go in the doctor's office and you ask him if the medicine he's prescribing for you will cure the disease, he'll go blank. You can have a lot of fun with your doctor if you force him to discuss the cure word with you.
But this flies in the face of what everybody is led to believe out there. We've got the American Cancer Society. We got Jerry Lewis with Jerry's kids and their physical ailments. And all of these millions and billions of dollars are being raked in.
It's a bogus hoax. Some of it's probably genuine, but most of it, the diabetes part of it, is a hoax.
All right. We've got to take the break here. If you would, sir, pay attention to that bumper music. When that starts to sound, then that means we've got to jump. For a commercial break, we'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, we're back. My guest today, Thomas Smith, Insulin, Our Silent Killer. And we're just going to roll through the bullet points here and get as much information out for your purview as we possibly can. And I just want to remind folks that this program is available on CDs. Just call the 800-724-2719, because if you don't buy the book, you're going to want to hear the information, and you're going to need to hear it again. Okay, so I just want to remind people of that. Now, the short review of diabetes here, Thomas, the blood sugar control system failure and transport and an eventual pancreatic failure. Give us the 101 breakdown class on that.
Okay, what happens is when you start to contract type 2 diabetes, first of all, it comes out of the supermarket. Diabetes is a degenerative disease. It's typically caused by what you eat. Type 2 diabetes is basically a failure of the blood sugar control system. The blood sugar control system secretes insulin, which stimulates every cell in your body to sweep glucose out of the bloodstream and into the cells. And what happens is that transport mechanism fails. All of the cells in your body become insulin resistant. They start off with about 3,600 insulin sites per receptor sites per cell, and as you progress in insulin resistance, it drops down to about 1,200. And so you find yourself in a situation with very high levels of blood sugar and very high levels of of insulin, both. And it's this, the insulin does as much damage as the blood sugar does. I want to focus a little bit on the actual failure, some of the details of the failure. As insulin binds to the receptors on the cells, it's supposed to stimulate through a number of biochemical reactions, about 2,000 of them inside the cell. It stimulates glucocorticoid transporters and summons them to the inside surface of the cell membrane. From there, it has to migrate to special areas called cavioli areas. It looks like little dimples on the surface of the cell. That's where it picks up glucose and carries it back down into the mitochondria, and this is how you get energy. This is the fuel that powers your mitochondria and produces energy. Well, this failure takes place for a number of reasons, all of which come out of the supermarket. One of the reasons it does, one of the big reasons it fails, is because you lack omega-3 fatty acids in your diet. These are the kind of fatty acids that you get from things like flax oil, fish oil, stuff like that.
Okay, but they're always telling you, and there's a jag on now in the industry, fat-free foods. Look at any packaging there. They're happy to tell you maybe it might be loaded up with carbohydrates and every preservative under the planet.
Fat-free food is a swindle. The body badly needs fat.
Right. Well, and
there's nothing wrong.
Yeah, that was my point, that there are good fats. You mentioned omega-3 fatty acids, which is a fat.
Mm-hmm. In fact, your body makes fats out of carbohydrates if you don't eat enough of them.
Right.
So this baloney about fat-free diet or low-fat diet, this is just a swindle. Basically, what you need is you need to eat healthy fats and not toxic, poisonous ones. What happens with diabetes? You have a failure in the cells because of a lack of omega-3 fatty acids. The cells become stiff and sticky. The glucocorticoid transporters cannot propagate through the cell membrane to pick up the glucose, so it stays in the bloodstream. So the body responds to all this by pumping out even more insulin. So you find yourself with elevated insulin, elevated blood sugar, elevated cortisol, elevated everything, and these are very damaging. Insulin, for example, elevated insulin levels trigger delta-5 desaturase, which is an enzyme that digests or metabolizes the omega-6 fatty acids. This produces arachidonic acid. This produces excess prostaglandin PGE2, cytokines, and systemic inflammation all over the place. Your whole body goes into a state of low-grade inflammation. This is due to the lack of omega-3s, again, in the diet. Omega-3s are not being there means that PGE1s and PGE3s, prostaglandin 1s and 3s, are not produced. These are the anti-inflammatory PGs, antagonist to PGE2s. When the doctor, if you go down to have the doctor measure your amount of insulin in your blood, they no longer do that. They developed a serum insulin test in 1950, which they used for many, many years, but more recently they're using a test called the C-reactive protein test. And what it is, it's a measure of endogenous insulin, that is the insulin your own body produces. It's also used as a direct measure of how much inflammation in your system, how inflamed your whole body is. There's a really terrible sequence of events takes place here. When the glucose isn't swept into the cells, it remains in the bloodstream, triggers all this excess insulin and all this inflammatory response. But in addition to that, the glucose feeds a fungus that you have in you normally carry in your intestine. The purpose of this fungus is to cause your body to decay when you die.
All right, now hold that thought. We'll get into the glucose in the bloodstream and more that morbid subject such as death right after this break. Everybody hold on. We'll be right back with my guest today, Thomas Smith. The book, Insulin, Our Silent Killer. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, people in Radio Land out there, do not forget, we're doing a pledge drive, matching donations for 10 grand. We don't get the 10 grand until we match the 10 grand here at the network. So, do us all a favor so this is not repetitive, because people get tired of hearing it, especially when they do contribute to this network. 800-724-2719. Help us to help you, folks. That's the name of the game. We're talking our guest, Thomas Smith, on Insulin, Our Silent Killer. And we were into the glucose in the bloodstream, and we were into fungus. Okay.
Okay. In your body, in your intestine, you typically have a low level of fungus that grows in your colon. And the fungus...
Is this a good thing?
Well, not really.
Okay.
And when it's at a very low level, it doesn't bother you very much. But when your blood sugar starts to get up above... up into the diabetic range.
Mm-hmm.
The legal diabetic range is 126 milligrams per deciliter. It used to be 100. It's been as high as 140. It's a very politically sensitive number.
Gotcha.
And it changes all the time depending on how many diabetes patients they want to admit we have. Yeah.
And how many do you suspect there really are?
I would say half the population has abnormal blood sugar. At least.
What percentage of the population actually has diabetes?
Type 2 diabetes? Well, even the diabetes associations, when pressed, they'll admit to 20%.
20% out of a population of 300 million.
Yeah. But you're talking about you're talking about a disease with multiple symptoms. I mean, in fact, there's a we talked about the abnormal insulin levels, but elevated cholesterol, retinopathy, male impotence, impaired carbohydrate metabolism, arteriosclerosis. We're going to get into that one heavy in this show.
Okay.
Microvascular disease, triglycerides, heart failure, liver failure. These are all symptoms of out-of-control diabetes.
Now, and I've got to ask at this point, and I already know, I'm like a good lawyer. I never ask a question in court unless I already have the answer. But for the sake of asking this question, why is it that the doctors are not interested in telling people about this, that there are cure? We don't use the word cure anymore, because the doctors aren't in the business any more than foundations, disease foundations, are there to find a cure. They're just there to alleviate symptoms and not go after the offending virus or condition.
Well, the short answer to why they don't do this, they'll lose their license.
And who is threatening to take their license if they actually do and fulfill their Hippocratic Oath?
State licensing agencies. I know of two doctors within 50 miles of my house. One of them was probably the foremost thyroid expert in the country. Had his license yanked because he was curing thyroid problems instead of prescribing thyroid drugs. Another guy ran a chelation therapy clinic that was cleaning out people's arteries in Boulder, Colorado. They yanked his license, and he's not even practicing medicine anymore. He's working as an administrator in a California hospital. This is very common. You ought to get Dr. Carley on the show. She's an MD. They pulled her license. They're pulling the problem is around the country. We've got some ethical people in the medical community, and they're getting fed up with this swindle. And that's all it is. It's an outright swindle. And their licenses are dropping like leaves off a tree. It's really awful. Anyway, before the show, we were talking about the glucose and the fungus
right.
Connection. This fungus grows in your intestine, and it loves sugar. It eats sugar. That's what it does. And it gets into your, as your sugar-rich blood starts to circulate throughout your body, you lose control of your blood sugar, this fungus starts to proliferate. It moves up in your ileum, your jejunum, your duodenum, and finally, it puts down roots in your duodenum and ileum and gets into your bloodstream.
Is there any measurable symptoms or something that somebody can look at to tell, to be able to detect if they've got too much insulin and it's feeding this fungus here?
Well, the C reactive protein test will tell you how much endogenous insulin you've got in your system, and it's going to invariably tell you that you're producing too much. When the fungus gets into your bloodstream, it bounces around. You see these little spores. They're about a tenth of the size of a red blood cell. And you can see them bouncing around in Brownian motion in your bloodstream under a dark field microscope. Well, the darn stuff, these little spores, they flood your body, and they take up residence in various places. They put down roots, and they grow. Remember, a fungus is just like a mushroom. It'll put down roots, and it'll grow.
And you keep it in the dark, and you feed it the proverbial, and that's what you get. Gotcha.
You got it. Well, that's what's happening. That's what this systemic inflammation is all about. And once your body's programmed for this inflammation response, everything happens. You get inflammation from all kinds of sources, even certainly from this fungus, but from other things too. If you cut your finger or something, you'll notice it's very slow to heal. This is the actual problem. One of the major problems we got right now is people are dropping dead of heart attacks.
Right.
And one of the reasons is this systemic fungus is and other things in the bloodstream, the kissing virus, for example, which we all have, what they do is they cause inflammation in the coronary artery. And this inflammation, the body reacts, the immune system sees this inflamed area, and so the body reacts to it, it runs your cholesterol levels up.
And is this where the plaque starts adhering to your arterial walls?
Yeah. The actual mechanism involved is cholesterol, which is a very beneficial, very good substance. We're going to talk a lot about it. It's one of the most vital substances in your body, and you certainly need a lot more of it than 200 milligrams per deciliter, which is currently the upper limit on medical recommendations. This cholesterol is like a wax. It doesn't, it's not soluble in the bloodstream. So it has to be carried around in little trucks, and those little trucks are called LPA, lipoprotein A's. So these lipoprotein A's, which are also manufactured by the liver, pick up a load of cholesterol from the liver. The liver makes most of our cholesterol, about 85% of it. And it trucks it around the bloodstream until it comes to an inflammation site. When it comes to the inflammation site, the LPA binds to the site. Now, the binding mechanism is really interesting. The inflammation site will be characterized by strings of lysine, which is an amino acid. And the LPA protein that carries the cholesterol has lysine receptors. So when a lysine receptor comes near a lysine, there's a sticky type of attraction. And so the whole process makes it look like lipoprotein A is sticky, but only sticky at the lysine lace sites, which are the inflammation sites. So as time goes on, the lysine binds the lipoprotein A and the cholesterol to the place where the inflammation took place. And as this builds up in the artery narrows. And as the body's, by the way, the immune system's doing this as a preventive measure, because if it didn't do this, the inflammation might lead to a failure of the arterial wall, and if the wall failed, then you would have high-pressure blood bursting out of the artery into some body cavity somewhere.
Now, is this what happens with aneurysms and so on and so forth?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very similar to an aneurysm. It's called a hemorrhagic event.
Okay.
And the first symptom of a hemorrhagic event is usually you drop dead pretty quickly. So your body tries to protect against this, and so it puts down these LPA protein and cholesterol patches on these inflamed sections of your artery. And as it continues to do this, the artery narrows. Well, at the same time all this is happening, your sugar-rich blood is becoming sticky because all the platelets in it bind with sugar. They're proteins, and they bind with sugar. And so they become sticky. And so these platelets clump together, and they travel around through the bloodstream, high-pressure side of the bloodstream. And when they come to a real narrow place like this, at some point the place gets narrow enough, so you have what's called an ischemic event. This is when a clot forms and blood ceases to flow in that artery. Okay, if this happens to be a coronary artery, you grab your chest, a funny look comes on your face, and you drop dead. This is called a ischemic event. Now, the same thing can happen with the carotid artery in your neck that feeds blood supply to your brain. A stroke is nothing more than a brain attack. And they come in both varieties. They come in the hemorrhagic variety where the high-pressure vessel actually ruptures, and it comes in the ischemic variety where the clot forms. Now, so while we're talking about clots, I might as well mention something. There's a Japanese food called natto. It contains a enzyme called nattokinase, and it breaks up these clots, and it makes your platelets slippery. And so you might want to think about getting some nattokinase if you feel you have arteriosclerosis or you have any kind of a history of heart attacks.
Okay, let me see if I'm following you here. The platelets that become sticky, they're the ones that start bunging up here the arteries, closing down and restricting blood flow on the oxygen side or the high-pressure side, I do believe you said.
Yeah.
Now, we want to make the plates slippery to get them out of your system. What is it that eliminates these platelets out of your system?
Well, if you want to make them slippery, one of the good ways to do it is to use nattokinase, which is you can find it in a health food store,
right,
or Japanese ethnic stores.
Mm-hmm.
You can also buy Coumadin and Warfarin, and some of these drugs do essentially the same thing.
And they're eliminated through your normal bodily waste function discharge units here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, great.
Absolutely. Now, now another thing you might want to do in order to help this situation is to make your blood thinner. Use a blood thinner. Well, you can use some of these commercial blood thinners, but you can also use omega-3 fatty acids. Use stuff like like flaxseed oil and fish oil.
I was just going to say, and for folks out there that are on blood thinners or your blood pressure is high, and again, why is it high? Because your blood is viscous enough, it's thicker. Your pump or your heart is trying to pressurize this to get it through your system. What happens? Your blood pressure rises.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're talking about, Thomas, here is the omega-3 fatty acids. And I'll give folks an example out there. Why do you think cod in the ocean, in the deep oceans, barely above freezing, can still swim around? That's because their omega-3 fatty acids actually serves as an antifreeze and a blood thinner to keep their blood moving through their body so they can still function in an almost frozen environment.
Most of what we're talking about, or quite a lot of what we're talking about, comes from my book. And I guess I better tell them how to get it.
Yeah, well, that'd be a good idea. I forgive me, I forgot to do that. I was so engrossed in what you were talking about.
Yeah, well, that's what happens to me, Joe. I do these shows, and I get so interested in what I'm talking about, I forget all about it to plug my book. But basically, the book would be a very helpful book because it gets right to the root of what this diabetes is all about and what it takes to get it reversed. You can buy the book. It retails for $29. Send $29 cash check or money order to Thomas Smith, Post Office Box 7685, Loveland, L-O-V-E, Loveland, Colorado, 80537. That's Thomas Smith, Post Office Box 7685, Loveland, Colorado, 80537. The book retails for $29. We sell it all over the world. We just had a bunch of orders from New Zealand last week. I have a website that also discusses a whole lot of this basic information that you really need to know. It's called www.healingmatters.com. We get hundreds of hits on that website every day. It's now ranked in the top 10 in the Google search engine. www.healingmatters.com.
Does that $29 cover shipping?
Yes, it does.
All right.
Let's see.
Let me jump back here a second because my wife just popped her head in the studio here and asked me, what is it? Again, spell that ingredient that you get at a Japanese health store or whatever that makes those little platelets slippery again. How do you spell that?
It's natto, N-A-T-T-O.
Okay, great. All right.
N-A-T-T-O.
Got to keep the wife happy. Please continue.
Okay. In case I don't mention it later in the show, please remember to add either fish oil or flax oil, or better yet, alternate them one day on, one day off, to your diet, because these two are essential to managing. First, we mentioned about the prostaglandin PG2s that provoke inflammation, and the lack of PG1s and 3s that prevent inflammation. Well, omega-3s are what is involved in manufacturing PG1s and 3s to prevent the inflammation. So the omega-3 fatty acids, they have multiple healthy roles in this whole scenario here. I'll try and point them out as we go through this. We were talking about how fungus got into the bloodstream, set up put down roots and caused inflammation in the arteries. Well, the body responds to all that by sending out cholesterol in these little trucks, LPA trucks, lipoprotein trucks. The cholesterol is most of the benefit. Every cell in the body can make cholesterol. The brain is consists of about 70% cholesterol. Okay?
But people are being conditioned. Cholesterol is a bad thing.
Cholesterol is one of the most vital substances in your body. And I mean much higher levels of cholesterol than is being promoted by the medical industry.
Mm-hmm.
Cholesterol levels, many studies, there are just many, many studies. Bresciani and his group published in the Journal of American Geriatrics. They had 3,295 participants age 65 to 84. It was a four-year study, and they found out that the healthy range for cholesterol is from 276 to 417 milligrams per deciliter. I'm going to repeat that because it's so startlingly different from what your doctor is going to tell you. Bresciani et al. In the Journal of American Geriatrics with 3,295 participants in the 65 to 84 years old in a four-year study, found that the healthy range for cholesterol is 276 to 470, so 417 milligrams per deciliter. All right? Kamara and his bunch, in the Journal of Cardiac Failure, with 1,134 patients, found that elevated cholesterol is associated with improved survival rates. It is not associated with high blood pressure, diabetes, or coronary artery disease.
Why the disparity between the two?
There's not a whole lot of disparity between these two studies. The disparity is between these studies and what the doctor will tell you.
That's what I was going after. Because the doctors will throw out a figure at you and say, well, this is the line, and anything over that, then
well,
I've got to start giving you the pharmaceutical drugs here.
We'll talk about that. How to do with statin drugs.
Okay, then we'll get to that topic right after this. We'll take calls into the next hour. You want to get on board on this one. I know you have questions out there because everybody knows somebody that's suffering from diabetes or diabetes type 2 or that onset diabetes. 800-724-2719.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Back. If you would continue, Thomas, with the subject matter we were talking about, and forgive me, I got involved in a conversation. I forgot where we left off.
Okay, I'll pick it up.
Thanks.
We were talking about cholesterol, and one of the points I wanted to make here was cholesterol is associated with arteriosclerosis and heart failure and all of that. And actually, it's a It's a bogus association. Cholesterol levels are not at all correlated with arterial sclerosis. This comes from a study by Matur in 1996 and Merrick in 1962.
You mean the drug company Merrick or Merck?
No, it's M-A-R-E-K, Merrick.
Okay, gotcha.
Different guy. It's not Merck.
Okay.
Merck would never tell us something.
I was just going to say, were they that honest in 1962? I don't think so. Yeah.
There is more misinformation or disinformation or just plain lying out there about cholesterol than probably about any other single vital substance in your body. Okay? For example, it's not a poison. It's a substance that's vital to the cells of every animal. You use cholesterol in every one of your cells. It's a stiffener for your cells. Its importance is much like the importance of the 2x4s in the walls of your house.
Yeah, because we're, 75% water? And if we don't have some structural integrity there, we just melt into a big pool on the floor.
That's correct.
Yeah.
It is, as I just pointed out, not associated with arterial sclerosis. It's more like it's like the innocent bystander. Cholesterol is like the contents of an 18-wheeler. And the LPA lipoprotein is like the 18-wheeler. Now, when the 18-wheeler has a wreck, crashes, and binds to the lysine receptors at the site of inflammation, the only role cholesterol plays is that it happens to be in the truck. It's actually the LPA, that lipoprotein A, that does the binding, and it's the homocysteine in the blood that helps, that's part of the inflammatory response. There are a lot of things about that location where the arterial sclerosis starts to develop, but very little of it has to do with cholesterol. Cholesterol and free calcium just happen to be there. They're like innocent bystanders at the site of a wreck. The reason that cholesterol got a bad rap is because when they start studying arterial sclerosis, cholesterol was the easiest thing to recognize. And so they found a lot of arterial sclerosis at the inflammation site, but they didn't notice that there was inflammation. It boggles my mind how medical science proceeds. It certainly doesn't proceed like engineering science.
Well, I don't know that if you can really call this medical science. This is more like medical blackmail.
Yeah.
I mean, because, people, we're coming up on a break here in less than a minute. But we have people that are watching television. And because of, I guess there was an act passed by Congress that they have to tell you the downside to the medications they want to give you, this could cause death in the middle of the night when you're not aware of it, or, diarrhea, or a list of a sundry things, side effects from drugs. But what they're being told is, here's the problem and here's your solution. It's a drug. Go ask your local drug dealer or your doctor, your AMA representative, about that, and he'll prescribe it. And the only thing these doctors are finding from these drug dealers, directly from the drug manufacturers, when you see the little guys come in with their briefcases all full of free samples, these are the ones the doctors love to give away to you and then write you prescriptions for. But people do not know exactly. They're only being shown and demonstrated a symptom. And then here's your pharmaceutical, your remedy for this, and run to your doctor to go get it.
Yeah, you're being treated with a dangerous, unnecessary drug for a problem that doesn't exist.
Well, and of course, that flies in the face of Hillary Clinton's national health care, which sooner or later they're going to have to pass, because, after all, 40 to 50 million people in this country don't have health insurance because they're in such poor health that the government has got to step in just in behalf as the front man for the drug companies in this country. We'll break 50-50 next hour, you international shortwave listeners. Hour 2 coming up.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.